You are listening to the audio production of Finding Flourishing, Time and Pace for Your Work-Life Wellbeing, written and narrated by Naomi Adu. Be sure to stick around at the end of this audiobook for a bonus interview just for you audiobook listeners. Hi, it's Naomi here. Thanks so much for downloading Finding Flourishing. I really hope that in listening to this book, you will have another perspective on what work-life well-being truly means, one which is focused on your source and not your circumstances. At the end of each chapter, you'll note that there's a section called Food for Thought. This is an opportunity for you to grab your journal and your pen and make some notes on the questions that are being asked of you. I really hope you enjoy this book. Let's get into it. Dedication. To my husband, James, thank you for everything seen and unseen. Your commitment to us finding flourishing will always mean more than I can articulate. To my children, Micah and Nariah, may you always find flourishing in He who formed you. Introduction. The room was pitch black. And as I rocked my 10-month-old baby to sleep for the umpteenth time that night, while trying to make sure I didn't accidentally tread on the creaky floorboard and wake up my eldest, who was sleeping soundly, I found myself crying out to God. Silently, of course. How and why am I someone who is supposed to write a book about well-being? Here I was, a mum of two very young children, one of whom still wasn't sleeping through the night, and I honestly felt like I had nothing to give. I had scattered fragments I'd collected over the years, which I absolutely knew had been useful to me and to others, but standing, shushing, swaying into the early hours of the morning with a baby in my arms certainly didn't feel like the persona or impression I wanted to give to the world when I spoke about work-life well-being. Aren't I meant to be an expert of sorts, or at the very least have everything together and not be sleeping in 3-hour chunks night after night? I silently asked myself. We see the well-being gurus, don't we? Well-rested, well-nourished, and well-presented. Standing in my children's bedroom at 1 a.m. that night, I felt like a fraud. That is until God stepped in, as He so often does, and graciously reminded me of the truth. Well-being has so much more to do with your source than your circumstances. The balm that these words provided was, without my knowing it, exactly what I needed. I had no other source but God. I'd tried others and undoubtedly found them wanting. Although God was absolutely my source of faith, strength, hope, joy, peace, and everything in between, I could easily recall seasons of my life where I'd felt much closer to Him than I did that night. Days where I'd pored over my Bible for hours as opposed to in bite-sized interrupted chunks. Days where I'd led Bible studies and large online communities. Days where sleep featured more heavily and my time was more my own. Despite receiving this word about my source outweighing my circumstances, I stalled in beginning to write the book you're now holding for a few more months. I didn't want to admit it then, but I think I simply thought that I'd soon feel how I used to feel back then. And I'd then be the expert required to write a manuscript which mattered. Time marched on, as it does. I worked a little more with my daughter in the area of sleep, and she started sleeping through the night. My son started school, and still, I waited. For anyone who's experienced any form of life alteration, such as having a child, you'll know that who you once were and who you've now become are quite different people. There's an excitement about the new alongside a longing for what once was. I'd felt this 4 years prior when my eldest was born, and it had crept back in when faced with the magnitude of writing something I wanted other people to learn and benefit from. If I could just be who I used to be, I thought, then I wouldn't feel so underqualified. But God's words continued to ring true. This was about my source and not my circumstances. And the same is to be said for you. Who or what is your source?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?